Shay 45, what's going on, man? We are back, and I got a very special guest, and he's got a special announcement to make. Royce the 5'9", Nickel 9, what up, though, man?
Yeah, what up, though, Jude? How you been, man?
Shit, I'm good, bruh. I'm good, man. Not as good as you. Not as good as you, but I'm good.
I've been worse.
You guys, you're calling up not just to say hi, but you're calling up on some business shit. There was an announcement today. You want to do the honors?
Yeah. We made the announcement today that Slaughterhouse has officially signed the Shady Records along with Yellow Wolf, my man Yellow Wolf, and we're gonna be on the cover of next month's Double XL. Actually, this month's Double XL. So it'll be, I think, February 8th. It'll be the February issue. I don't know why I didn't come out this month, but
that's what's up, man.
Man. We excited.
I bet, dude. Now, is Yellow Wolf going to join you guys, or is he just separately has signed as well?
Yeah, he's signed separately as a solo artist.
Now, are you signed as a solo artist, or are you just signed as...
Right now, it's just in a group capacity right now. I still got one more independent album, and then my obligation is fulfilled. I'll be free. So my next album, Success Is Certain, to be on Gracie.
Okay.
Gracie Productions.
That's what's up, man. That is what's up. You and M been working together, huh?
Yeah, we've been doing a little bit of stuff. When we got time. You know, thanks to the hackers for, you know, every time we get a chance to do something, they steal it and leak it, so.
Are you referring to the Echo track?
Yeah, Echo. It's two joints that they stole and leaked.
No shit.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, all of that shit that's been leaking. All of that Eminem shit that been leaking, all of that is like stuff that wasn't even supposed to be out.
Was the Echo track, when I heard it, the sound sounded a little crazy on it. Was it all the way mixed and mastered, or was it like not
definitely,
all the way finished?
Definitely not. It's not. It's the finished version is nothing like that. I think, and this is just a thought, we think somebody took it in pieces and put it together themselves, because my verse wasn't even first on it. It's not even first on that song.
Huh. That's crazy, man. Well, you know, people want to hear it. I didn't know that it was stolen. When is all that shit gonna drop? Is that do you guys have separate plans, or is that gonna be part of the Slaughterhouse thing? What's going on with that?
Well, we didn't know what it was for. You know what I'm saying? We were just kind of recording, just because we hadn't been in there with each other in a minute. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So it was like, as soon as we did it, it was like, damn, on the internet. So that's like a big joke at the studio now. Like, man, I would cut these vocals, but it don't matter, because the shit just going to end up on the internet. As I'm cutting it in the booth, it's going to be on the internet.
So is somebody in the studio?
We don't know.
Huh.
I don't know.
You need to bring Columbo in on that shit. I'll figure that shit out, bro. Send me a question.
The roads lead a lot of different directions, you know what I'm saying? So I just, you know, the people that got to worry about that, I'll just let them worry about that.
All right, let's talk a little bit about that Slaughterhouse. We got a little off topic and shit. What is the goal for the next Slaughterhouse record? When is that going to be released? Is there stuff that's done for it? Are you guys going to get, now that you're on Shady, are you going to have Dre production on there? What's the deal?
Yeah, I mean, it'll be an honor to get Dre production, to get right to that. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely somebody that I want to try to work with, if that's possible. But our goal is to try to have it out 2011. You know
okay.
what I'm saying? But we also want to take our time on it and do it, get it right. You know what I'm saying? Because the last album we did in 6 days. So we was behind the eight ball. You know what I'm saying? So we had to get it done real fast. Now it's not as much pressure. You know what I'm saying? We can take our time, get it done. Budget is a lot bigger. You know, everybody going in there just with a free mind. You know what I'm saying? So it's just like, it's sky's the limit on how it can come out, man. Like, I'd like to see them come to Detroit and just spend a lot of time here with
right.
me and him.
Right.
M wants to be very involved. That makes us real excited. You know what I'm saying? Rather it just be beats, you know, mixing, helping us come up with hooks, whatever. You know
Word
what I'm saying? He's all in, you know what I'm saying? So we excited about that.
Now that you're on Shady, is there more pressure for y'all to do crossover things? Because the last M record was like a huge crossover success. Do you guys feel pressure to crossover, or are you gonna try to stay true to the underground, which is like that's the foundation of your fan base?
Well, M told me, you know what I'm saying? He told me, just do exactly what y'all did on the first album, y'all be fine. You know what I'm saying? So as of right now, I don't feel pressure right now, but I'm sure at some point I'm going to feel like, yo, okay, we need either a hit or something that radio can get behind. But, you know, it's a bigger machine, so, you know, that helps with the pressure. You know what I'm saying?
Cause right.
Whatever we give them, you know what I'm saying?
Like, they'll make work.
Guns blazing, yeah. So, you know, we really just worried about, you know, taking it one song at a time and just, I'm more focused on the entire body of work than I am, you know, jumping out there with a record.
That's G. What, all right, and as far as the solo shit going for you, man, when's that one dropping? Is everything done with that?
I'm almost finished with it. I'm looking at an April release, maybe the end of April. It's called Success Is Certain.
Is there gonna be any cameos, or is it all you?
Definitely Slaughterhouse and Yellow Wolf. You know what I'm saying? Like, we family now, so I gotta definitely make sure I get them on there somewhere. You know what I'm saying? I don't even want to talk about the Slaughterhouse song because, you know, I might jinx myself. But
right,
it's over a very big producer's beat, and M is on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm still deciding if I'm gonna put it on that album or not. Probably will though.
Might as well yeah. get that last little lump of independent change. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hopefully it goes that way, man. Independent money makes me excited.
Yeah, independent money's good money, man. It's good money. It's harder to get, but it's good money. Well, shit, Royce, man. Thanks for calling in, man. Next time you out here in Cali, fall through. The door is always open. You know, Keno was out here a little bit ago, so.
Okay, I appreciate you, Jude, man. Appreciate everything, man. Thanks for having me.
All right, dog. You be easy, man. That's Royce the 5'9". Peace, man. That's Royce the 5'9". Slaughterhouse is going to be coming out within this next year, hopefully. On Shady Records. So congratulations to them and Yellow Wolf. Actually, congratulations to Shady. You just signed fucking two really reputable acts. Let's go. Too many Indians.